Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't panic, I got your back. I always have your back. Every time we have these holidays, which drive me crazy, there's always stress and anxiety. I don't know if you'd realize this, but Mother's Day is coming up, and it's coming up pretty fast. And so some of you are panicking. You're like, oh my gosh. You know, so you look to your kids, and you're like, what are you guys doing for Mother's Day at school? What do you mean? Well, are you making any paper mache? Are you making her an ashtray? Because if so, put my name on it. No, the kids don't make ashtrays anymore for moms because moms don't smoke. I remember making my mom an ashtray. My mom did smoke at the time, but it was all awkward and I don't know what that cracked and it was, whatever. It was not the best gift. So some of you guys are panicking. And then what you're going to do is you're going to run to Target or Walmart, which is fine. And you're going to find something girly to get her so you could say, at least I got her a gift. Whew, I got the gift. And then, well, I got to take her somewhere, so let's do brunch so we get it over with. Come on. Hey, I know. I know what you guys are doing. I know because I see my family doing the same thing. You know, my boys completely forgot. I'm like, you guys realize it's Mother's Day. Hey, I'm making some memes up, and they're like, oh, God, no, it's Mother's Day? Well, what do you want? Well, I'd like a little respect. Do you guys even know what moms really want? It's not soap on a rope. It's not perfume. It's not douche or whatever you guys are buying because you don't know what is what when you go through the Target and Walmart aisle. You want to know what we want? We want to be needed. You know, it's. I don't know if you noticed the emotional roller coaster for us moms. But first, okay, you're in our tummies. I tell my kids they're in their tummy, but now, well, you were in my uterus. Kicking and hiccuping and all that. Then you tear your way out where we almost hemorrhage and we give birth to you. So we almost die carrying you through to pregnancy and then giving birth to you. Then we are glued to you because you're breastfeeding. You know, our boobies hurt. Our whole bodies change from us being hot to now having mom bods, which need a lot of nip tuck as the years go on. But we also, from an emotional standpoint, that's the physical, from an emotional standpoint, you looked at us like we were goddesses. We were your everything. You couldn't go anywhere without mommy. Where's mommy? Mommy! It was all about mommy. And then you get older, you turn 3 or whatever age, and all of a sudden it's like, mom, get away, mom, get out of here, mom. I don't, oh God, it's mom again. Okay, well, that's not cool. That's not cool. And you know, you used to call us mommy. I'm not your mommy anymore. Now, every now and then I will hear a mommy. They'll be like, hi, mommy. And I'm like, my purse is over there. But it's mom. Like, oh God, mom. Or, oh no, is mom coming? I mean, that makes us feel like crap. That's what you guys are doing. So now here's Mother's Day. And I see everybody panic that they got to go run and try to find some sort of a gift. And then they got to spend time. Meanwhile, we moms are freaking out because we have to spend time with the mother-in-law. Because, I mean, if it's Mother's Day, it's all moms. So now you got the mother-in-law. You got your mom. You got and everybody. And now it's like a mom, mama-palooza. And when people hear the word mom, they don't think love, nurturing like they should. They think of ulcer, I need Valium, you know? Oh, my God. So maybe we're doing Mother's Day wrong. I told you we do Father's Day wrong all the time. Father's Day is a complete cluster and a half where you guys tell Dad to clean out the backyard or clean off the porch because you guys are doing a barbecue and the in-laws are coming over. You think that's how dads want to spend mother-in-law? spend Father's Day? So, the first thing you can do is remind your mommy, call her mommy, how much you love her, how much you do rely on her, and how much you need her. That's kind of nice. Let mom know you do appreciate all they did for you. She doesn't want to remind you about the hemorrhoids or the episiotomy, but she's doing that because she thinks you forgot about it. So bring it up. If you don't want that story brought up on Mother's Day, you know, or her posting all over what happened with all the meconium and stuff, then maybe beat her to the punch and say, you know what, Mom, I know you almost lost your life giving birth to us. I can't think of anybody more selfless. Okay, now we don't have to go through the whole episiotomy story and break out the pictures. Remind her of how much her smile and hugs mean. Thank her for all her help and guidance. Even if it's with the grandkids, you let them know you need to give her something to do. That's something moms want. Moms want to know they're relevant in your life. We were your whole life. And we had so much relevancy, and all of a sudden, that's gone. And moms are now a detriment or a liability. Change that around. Going, Mom, I don't know what to do with this room. Can you decorate it? Now, I know, okay, relax. Don't do that to a mom that's going to just put paisley and flowers and disco type stuff. You know. But if you have a mom that knows how to decorate, say, Mom, what should we do in this room? Will you help me go to the plant store and pick out a plant? You don't have to decorate the whole room. Have her pick out one plant. You could always kill off the plant if you have to, or move the plant to the office if you didn't like it. But give her credit for doing something. Have her work on the family tree. There is nothing better than anybody remembering the whole history of the family than mommy. Have mom work on a family tree. Give her something to do. Have her come with you when you make a major decision, like finding a new place to live, all right? And make it seem like it was her decision. She'll love that. Let's say you got to go to Texas. You already got the job. Don't tell her you got the job. And say, look, you know, I need to look for where I should find my new job. And then take her to a part of Texas where she'd like, you know, AT&T Stadium. Like, oh, my God, this is where you need to be. You need to be in Dallas. Well, you know what, Mom? I'm going to now take a job in Dallas. That's how you do it. Get her gear to her favorite sports team. Make a digital collage of presents. Write a book with her. Have her plan the next party. But let her relax. But you gotta let mom think she's loved. No soap on a rope. No perfume. Make her feel loved. 1-877-DOCBELLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're not imagining it. Allergy season, I think, is worse this year. I feel like crap. Allergy season is not fun. I'm more tired. I'm more sneezy. My eyes are itchy. And you could tell it's not COVID because with allergies, your eyes will be watery and not goopy. If your eyes are really goopy and red and pink and you kind of have a cold with it, that's more pink eye. But itchy eyes that water a little bit, those more times than not is allergies than a cold. Your nose, too, when you sneeze, it's clear with allergies. Whereas with a cold, it could be yellow or green. Doesn't necessarily mean bacterial infection if it's green, remember. Viruses could turn to green, too. But it's allergies if your nose is clear. Same thing with your cough. If your cough is more dry, yeah, even though that could be COVID as well, in light of everything else, no fever. You shouldn't have a fever with allergies, whereas you get a fever with a cold. No fever, more clear type stuff, could be more allergies. And we keep hearing year after year, I wrote an article a few years ago, that allergy season is getting longer. I wrote that there was a study out of University of Wisconsin looking at pollen trends across North America during the years 1990 to 2018, and they found pollen seasons to span an additional 20 days, with pollen counts rising 21%. They blamed climate change and an increase in temperatures and carbon dioxide levels. And they found that that is why our allergy season was changing. In terms of cities with the highest allergies, based on a 2002 list that was done by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, Scranton, Pennsylvania had the highest level of allergies. Then came Wichita, Kansas, McAllen, Texas, Richmond, Virginia, San Antonio, Texas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Hartford, Connecticut, Buffalo, New York, New Haven, Connecticut, and Albany, New York seem to have the most challenging issues with allergies. The least challenging places to live, Seattle was number one, or was in terms of the best places to live for allergies. Then Durham, North Carolina, San Francisco, California, San Jose, California, Portland, Oregon, Sacramento, Denver, Provo, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona, and Fresno, California, rounding out the top 10. But people ask, okay, why is allergy season? Just saying climate change doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, we are concentrating more on our plants. We are adding more plants. I think we've had a, we're surrounding ourselves with more plants. Even though we did a lot of deforestation to move into places, there's been a lot of work to increase our plant life so that we could eliminate some of the extra carbon dioxide. Plants help eliminate carbon dioxide. One of the reasons why we have carbon dioxide issues is because if we have less animals or consumption of the carbon dioxide, because land animals use oxygen, such as we humans, but plants will use carbon dioxide. So many of us, you know, I tried to have a very nice, robust landscaping. I live in the desert, so we were very limited. But I don't like to prune and clean up my plants too much because I want them to have the leaves. And I want them to do what they need to help our air. But what's been interesting is plants are blooming earlier. The overall growing season is lasting longer. Also, the temperatures have been changing. And so with the temperatures changing, sometimes we've been shifting which plants seem to grow more and more easily, depending on when the rain comes. We got a caller on the line. We got Dave. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm in Imperial County, which is 100 miles east of San Diego, on the Mexican border, 10 miles more north of Mexicali, Mexico.
Oh, wow, wow. And how's allergy season over there?
Oh, they get it, and they suffer. It's tough, but the thing that you use that takes care of it is simply quercetin for almost everybody. You might have to take four pills in the morning and then four pills at lunch. Then the second day, maybe four pills all day long, and that takes care of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is that what you do?
That's what I do, and you know, you go to some of these stores, and they sell out of that stuff. You know, like in San Diego and places like that, they don't have real allergies. Out here, where we get 9 or 7 cuttings of hay each year, yeah, there's a lot of pollen in the air here. You know, same temperature that you got in Yuma and Las Vegas.
Here. Well, you know why the quercetin sold out? Many people bought it for COVID. There were some studies.
I know, but this is like, yeah. I'm talking about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, same story.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that knows about it knows about it.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's fantastic. It's very potent antioxidant. It's a fantastic complex that people can buy. Though I love that. Thanks, Dave, for calling in. We appreciate you.
Oh, one other thing. We're the congressional district next to yours, just to the left. And we did have the two famous COVID doctors from our town that were on Hannity's show 30 times. And when they went to Europe, they would be live streaming with 100 million viewers. And that would be Tyson and Fareed. And when they treated people... they lost 4 people out of 20,000 people.
Oh, wow.
People showed up on the 11th day with COVID, which, you know why you really shouldn't do that? I'll tell you why.
Right.
It's unadvisable.
Right. If you are going to have any of those interventions, it has to be done early on, because once you're hospitalized, it's more of the cytokine storm and not the virus. So a lot of these things that have been suggested to help early on, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quercetin, these are things that would have had to be implemented early on.
Yeah, COVID's kind of a $1 disease here, just like it is in Uttar Pradesh, India. You can buy a strip of hydroxychloroquine, two strips, and it's $24. That's 20 pills for $24 in any of the pharmacies in Mexicali, Mexico. It's almost enough disease. And Pastor Moore, who's been on TV with them, they gave out kits at their churches, and they charged the people $35 for each kit, and they didn't lose anyone. You know, they had a bunch of 16 pills of this, 16 pills of that, 30 of the zinc, and there was no problem. And they're world famous, too. Just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, Dave, good luck with the... real quickly, you said you're near the border. How's it looking from, the Title 42 about to expire? What do you see from your end?
Well, what we see and what you don't know that's been going on for a year, I'll tell that. But we're right here where the 30-foot fence is, right here in Calexico. But they can go into Arizona a little easier because they took that barrier down. Every night, there's like three or four 727 type 319 Airbus, you know, with 170 passengers of just illegal immigrants landing in Mexicali, Mexico from Mexico City. Mm. And they just unload them and they walk them to the border. My friend Randy, he travels in Mexico City all the time because he's an athletic competitor at his young age of 66. A shotgun shooter, and he says, we get on the plane that's loaded with illegal immigrants, and they just bring them up, they walk them to the border, usually they walk them over to just where they can cross.
Yeah.
It's amazing, stuff you don't even hear on the two.
Of course, they won't cover that. All right, Dave, well, thank you for calling in. Good luck, God bless, and be safe out there, okay?
Learn about plumbing and carpentry and stuff like that. Thanks a lot.
Take care, man. Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'll get back to allergies in a second. But, yeah, there is a lot of concern that, you know, we want to be a country where we help individuals. And as I said, I'm a daughter of an immigrant. They had to wait 20 years to come to America. When they were finally allowed to legally, they became citizens, learned the language, did everything they had to find America's favor and become citizens and learn the language and pass the tests. But it's, we have forces working opposite. We're not all united like we should be. The United States of America should all be in agreement about a border, should all be in agreement about what we need to do and how we proceed with immigration, what's the fairest way, but what's also practical and the smartest way, since America is really limited with this healthcare system and with a lot of its medications and formula and other things. And when they're not keeping public health in mind and bringing individuals over and dumping them on the... By the way, that's not the safest thing for the migrant, too. I mean, look at what happened to those migrants that were standing on a bus stop and got run over. They need protection as well. They need food. They need jobs. They need housing. And so telling everybody to come, and we'll make it work. In the olden days, when you went through Ellis Island, you had to prove you had some place to go to. You had a job. You had a family sponsor. You had a place to go to. They didn't want people wandering and homeless. That's dangerous for them, and it's dangerous for others. And that's where we are right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's a very busy day at towns along the southern border as they prepare for a surge of people looking to apply for asylum in the USA. So what will happen?
We've been prepared for the unknown, and we still don't know what the unknown is because we don't know what will be coming.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says in the long run,
I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, and there is no end game.
He says that's because Congress has failed to act on immigration. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hopes to fix that today.
We will pass on the floor the strongest border security this country has ever seen.
But the bill's likely to die in the Senate. The Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was more than 264,000, well above expectations. We will find out tonight where, who, and when our favorite NFL teams will be playing this fall. The league is set to release the full schedule for 2023. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so if you live in Reno, Nevada, you have noticed that your allergy season not only is bad, but it's 100 days longer. 99 additional days. Las Cruces, New Mexico. You have another couple months in length of your allergy season. 73 days. Philadelphia. An extra 32 days of allergy season. That's how long it's lengthened in the last few decades. Bend, Oregon, 83 days. Now, Great Falls, Montana has dropped about 10 days. Waco, Texas, it's a 2-week shorter allergy season. Dauphin, Alabama, 11-day shorter season. Bangor, Maine, 8-day shorter season. But for the most part, on the whole, we are seeing that allergy season has lengthened at least a few weeks, with Reno topping the list of cities experiencing longer freeze-free periods. Bend, Oregon, Las Cruces, New Mexico also had huge extensions. And so, you know, one of you had asked me, how long can you take Benadryl safely? Because some of you are taking Benadryl every single day of your allergy season. Well, if your allergy season is lasting a few months, that's not, you can't be doing that. So, just to quickly tell you what's happened here, Climate Central looked at why we were having a longer allergy season. They do blame the warming climate, longer pollen season. They do feel that we have a freeze-free season that is lengthened across the country for more than 15 days on average. 85% of cities saw their freeze seasons lengthen, meaning their plants could start to bloom earlier because there's less of a freeze. In 31 cities, the city grew the last and first freeze, or the season between the last and first freeze grew by at least a month. The growing season in Reno, Nevada increased by 99 days. Since 1970, the freeze-free season lengthened the most in the West, although I got to admit, it's going to be a little different this year's results because I was just in Reno. There was still snow on the mountains. There's still snow on the mountains in Las Vegas that you could see. So because of the recent storms, I think from the freeze-free standpoint, but in terms of the water and the amount of foliage and growth, I think that's going to cause an uptick. The central region saw their freeze-free season lengthened by 13 days. Now, mold can also cause seasonal allergies. So the more wet you have, the more there could be mold. Plant pollen peaks in the spring, summer, fall, but you have mold, fungi that grow on soil and dead plants that can also cause allergies. And with wind, the spores blow into you. They tend to peak late summer and fall. It's very interesting. Depending on the time of year, your allergies will differ if you're fall or spring. Me, the spring kicks my butt. But for people with asthma, they may have issues year-round, with the fall and the spring being the worst. So when you look at, you know, we talked about some of these cities, they actually rank them fall ranking and spring ranking. Even though Scranton, Pennsylvania, Richmond, Virginia, Wichita, Kansas, Hartford, Connecticut, and New Haven had some of the highest spring rankings in the fall, Scranton, Pennsylvania was number one, Wichita moved to number two, McAllen, Texas, number three, San Antonio, Texas, number four, and Oklahoma City, number five. So why does this matter? Well, if you have somebody with asthma or COPD or who have poor lungs, especially with COVID messing with us and causing long COVID, if you have an area that is very allergenic in terms of trees and in terms of plants, then you might want to plant differently. I know we talked about invasive plant species, and we don't want to bring in plants from other countries that our climate might not be prepared for. And, you know, sometimes it's better to go with what is endemic in your area. But if individuals cannot tolerate and you have horrible, horrible allergies, you might need to rethink some of the planting. So one thing that would kill me in the southwest part of the country were the olive trees. The olive trees would just make me sneeze so badly. It was horrible. And when I go to campus, I couldn't even concentrate because my nose was just, my allergies were so bad. Well, I noticed a lot of these places started to get rid of the olive trees. I mean, if they're that big offenders. According to Healthline, the worst offenders are ragweed. Throughout North America, we'll see ragweed, mountain cedar, especially in Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas, ryegrass throughout North America, maple throughout North America, elm throughout North America, mulberry, that's also throughout the U.S., pecan can cause allergies, oak, pigweed, tumbleweed, Arizona cypress, and then other trees, addition to olive, are alder, ash, beech, birch, box elder, cedar, cottonwood, date palm, elm, mulberry, hickory, juniper, oak, pecan, phoenix palm, red maple, silver maple, sycamore, walnut, and willow. Now, some of you live in grassy areas. Well, the grass can cause allergens, too. You got the Bermuda grass, Johnson grass, Kentucky bluegrass, orchard grass, rye grass, sweet vernal grass, Timothy grass. I bet there's some of you allergic to your pot, your marijuana grass, flowers. According to WebMD, they say try to avoid pigweed, chamomile, chrysanthemums, daisies, goldenrod, sunflowers. Those could make you sneeze. Dahlias, you don't really have any issue with dahlias. Dahlias don't offend anybody, especially Dr. Dahlia. So you should be good with dahlias. Dahlias are good. So what that means is if our allergy seasons are getting worse, I don't want you to be, I don't want you taking medications that sedate you. You know, Benadryl is diphenhydramine. It's an antihistamine and H1 blocker. So it blocks histamine that causes your allergy seasons. We also use it for hives and bad rashes. We'll use it during colds. The problem I have is it could cause dizziness, nausea, vomiting, very, very severe drowsiness, constipation, nervousness, anxiety. And some individuals have killed themselves trying to get high on Benadryl with that Benadryl challenge. And so I'm not a big fan of it, only for short term. I think it's fantastic if you have an allergic reaction and hives. But in terms of your daily allergy medication, no. You know, Claritin with loratadine, the antihistamine, sometimes it'll be added with pseudoephedrine, a decongestant. Again, you can't be taking the pseudoephedrine, the decongestant, every day, because once it wears off, you get that rebound congestion. But Claritin, I think you could go a little longer with. But there are some reports that it could cause liver damage. We don't want you taking more than one pill a day. But if you notice you're taking it all the time, you got to watch out for that. Allegra. Allegra also is an antihistamine. Does have side effects as well. It could also affect the kidney. So if you have kidney issues, you can't take it. Zyrtec, another antihistamine, can cause drowsiness, dizziness. That has been known to cause some rapid or irregular heartbeats. So you need to watch that. Again, not more than one a day. What I like are the nasal steroids, like your Flonase and Nasonex. You need to start those a couple weeks before allergy season because it could take a couple weeks to work. But oftentimes those help, and they help your eyes because of the nasal lacrimal duct. But some of us, our allergies are so bad that we need allergy shots to desensitize us from the plants and the weeds. Your allergy provider will figure out what you're allergic to and then try to desensitize you with allergy shots, giving you just minuscule amounts until your body gets used to it. Or what I get from my doctor is a Kenalog shot. It's a shot of a steroid I get once a season, and it really minimizes my allergies to the point that if I needed to, I could do some breakthrough Claritin, but that seems to help. Steroids you got to be careful of because steroids have issues. Steroids can hurt your kidney, your liver, cause weight gain. But with allergies, the reason why we're sneezing and coughing is your body's trying to protect ourselves. It's just, unfortunately, sometimes you just can't breathe, and it can affect your breathing and cause more problems than it's worth. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we're right back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you feel your family member's obsession with your pet is a little unhealthy. Pet will die, and they'll be crying and mourning more than when they lost a family member, okay? And you get a little nervous about that, going, okay, now wait a second here, it was a pet. And being a pet owner, I can see why people would miss their pets a lot. I had a tough time with, you know, losing Snowball to a coyote. That was just horrifying, and I don't know if I'm ever going to get over that. So for those of us who look at our pets as our children, and I think that's totally fine too. I think they have so much love. In fact, I don't think we treat our pets as good as we should, even those that we do spoil. I think we should be doing even more for our pets. They shouldn't be outside in the heat or outside in the sun. I think they should eat well, but eat healthy. And, you know, I don't think we should yell at them or spank them or do things like that. I mean, although I did come home and I scolded Uzi about her report card. Apparently she got her report card FFDDFDDFD-. She got a D+ in obedience, which I don't know. Yeah, so I'm like, really? These are your grades? And all she did was just kind of look at me all googly-eyed. But apparently there's a study that looks at the world's most spoiled dogs and which breeds are treated like royalty. It's a poll of dog owners taken from across the United States, and they looked at herding dogs such as Australian Shepherds, Corgis, Border Collies were treated like royalty. Roughly 2/3 out of 60% of respondents claimed they had the world's most spoiled dog, but of those people, they owned a herding breed. Non-sporting breeds like Bulldogs, Boston Terriers, Shiba Inus, they weren't far behind. 64% of their owners reported that they are convinced their dog is the most lavished upon. Terriers came in third, with 59% of their owners insisting that their Jack Russell, Scottish, or Staffordshire Terrier held the world's most spoiled crown. In fact, they took pictures of these animals with crowns. They say 79% of herding dog owners said they treated their dog like royalty. See, I think my dog is spoiled. I think we all do. The study was conducted by one poll. It involved 2,000 dog owners, and they found that over 1 in 4 herding dog owners love to take their dogs with them on vacation for additional spoiling. See, I take my dog on vacation with me because she doesn't like to be in a kennel, or she doesn't like the house sitter. And, you know, I think for me, you know, being a pet owner and being a physician and seeing the loss of life and being, now that I'm middle-aged, we've had pets that I have outlived, you realize that it's only a blink of an eye that you have them. And so you want to spend as much time as you can with them. Now, mind you, you know, since I do work a lot from home, I do blow them off. They'll go pee-pee house. I'm like, why are you going pee-pee house? Do you go pee-pee house, bad girl? You know, I might yell and things like that. But do I, you know, just spoil them and play with them the whole time? No, I play with them maybe once a day, take them for a walk. But I don't, you know, I think it's spoiling them compared to what other people do. But I don't think it's really spoiling them. You know, do I let the animals sleep on our bed? Yes, that I've always done. If that's where they want to sleep and they're comfortable, I let them do it. And some people say, well, that's spoiling them. They shouldn't be in a bed. They should be in a dog house. See, I can't do dog houses in the Southwest United States because there's black widows and there's snakes and there's scorpions. I would never have my dog in a dog house. Now, and some dogs love it. I got these little soft pet caves where they go in and they sit. And then they watch everybody and they feel like, so it's like a little doghouse, but it's really cushy and soft for their tushies. I don't know. I think we underestimate, you know, what we do with our animals, and it's National Pet Month.
You know, and many of them just, you know, give us so much love and are so loyal. I love those movies where the dog protects the owner. I think that's fantastic. Was it John Wick who had a dog that protected their owner? No, John Wick's animal died in the first one. But there was, I remember, there was the Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time, and not Once Upon a Time in Mexico. It was the one with the, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting? Sharon Tate's story. The Brad Pitt character had a dog that would attack. I love those types of animals that are there for you, and they'll protect you. You saw those videos of that kid that was playing outside, and a neighbor's dog started attacking the child, and the cat ran over to jump on the dog and scare the dog down the street. You know, these cats protect the owners. It's amazing to see that sort of, they understand a lot more. They're very smart. Now, many of you are not pet owners, and I get that too. I don't want pet owners this month making anybody feel bad for not having a pet. If somebody chooses not to have a pet, they might be making a very wise decision for them and the pet. I've seen people adopt pets, but then they don't do anything with them. They don't take care of them. They think these pets are on autopilot. I mean, if you adopt a child, it's 24/7, sometimes with animals too. Dogs need to get their teeth cleaned. Dogs need to have routine checkups. Dogs need to get their vaccines. Dogs need regular care. So do cats. Your birds, your parakeets, your pet fish. So people think, well, it's on autopilot, so we don't. It's not true. So we'll have some individuals that say, I just can't do it because I travel too much. That's totally fine. Now, I know individuals that do travel a lot, the dog is always in a kennel. Well, maybe have the dog in a home where they could always be around somebody they love. Because the dogs don't like to go in and out of a kennel. So, yeah. You know, some people will say that they will get animals for their moms for Mother's Day. Ask first. Even though your mom might look at a puppy and go, oh, how cute. Oh, you know, grandmas, they could trip on the dog. Grandmas might not feel like they could take care of them that well. And so when you do buy a gift, many people think I'm going to buy them a pet. If I buy them a pet, you see that a lot with lovers. They'll say, I'm going to buy you a pet because then you'll always think about me. Even if you break up with me, you'll think about me because I got you that pet. And don't do that unless you know they really want that pet, because they'll just give it away. So, you know, I think people who choose not to have a pet are admirable. If it's because they think that they're going to not be the best pet owner, I think that is totally, totally fine. And we need during pet month, we don't want to make people feel, you know, bad and feel, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Peloton is back in the news. Apparently, they are being warned to stop using one of the brand of bikes because of a faulty seat. Users are being urged to stop the original Peloton bike immediately. 2.2 million are being recalled. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, there have been 35 reports of people falling off their bikes due to a faulty seat. See, that's why I don't have a Peloton, because I would fall off of it. We're talking about the bike model PL01. It's the original Peloton bike. It is to be recalled, and users have to stop using it immediately. The recall affects models made between January 2018 and May 2023. There's been 35 reports of people falling off. These bikes are like $1,400 bikes. 13 people have fractured a wrist or lacerated themselves or bruised up. So, not good. 1-877-DOCDALI.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.